Coming soon at the Glenanna Services Club is the Killer Queen experience, which will no doubt be a hit with fans of the legendary rock group Queen and its lead singer Freddie Mercury. The lead singer of the Killer Queen experience, John Blunt, bears an uncanny resemblance to Freddie Mercury, both in looks and with his voice, so we thought we'd give him a call and have a chat about the Killer Queen experience. John, thanks for joining us. John, I believe that you were actually the first person to play Freddie Mercury on film, is that right?
Yes, that is correct. And first and foremost, thank you for having me on your show today. It's been a rough couple of weeks and years with COVID, so it's nice to be able to talk to somebody. yes, that's correct. I was flying over to London for ITV1, Channel 5, I think it is, and we shot a documentary based on the life of Freddie Mercury, and basically what I had to do was pretty much reenact moments of Freddie's life that were told by his close friends, tour managers, and fellow musicians that worked alongside with this side of him. So yeah, took 2 weeks to shoot, and it was one of the most amazing memories I think I'll take with me for the rest of my life.
And just speaking to all of those people that worked so closely with Freddie and knew him well, I mean, what an amazing opportunity for you, a person who essentially gets on stage and says to the world, hey, I'm Freddie, at least for the next 2 hours. What a fantastic insight into him.
I didn't meet any of the people that were in the documentary. However, I've been asked to come and perform at two Queen conventions in London, and I got to meet a lot of his friends and music producers that knew him extraordinarily well and would have dinner with him and stuff like that. So that was really quite surreal for me, meeting them all. And I do bear an eerie resemblance to Freddie, so it was a bit weird for them as well. So,
sure.
Yeah, I feel a little closer to it. Yeah.
Oh, great.
It was a lot of fun meeting all those people. I never thought that would happen in my lifetime, and I've actually created really strong friendships with them to this day. The drum technician for the drummer, Roger Taylor, in the band, he met Princess Di and Princess Charles at Live Aid, and he was absolutely an incredible source of information, and I'm close friends to him to this day. So yeah, it's quite surreal.
Yeah, no, I can imagine it would be. So, John, tell me, I mean, you say, and I've seen the photos, it's true, you do bear an uncanny resemblance almost to Freddie Mercury. How did that translate? I guess people would have been telling you that as you were a younger man, and how did that translate to actually getting on the stage and performing as Freddie Mercury?
Well, the funny thing is, I used to work at Movie World many years ago. I think it was around 97 to 2001. And I was doing characters out there, Austin Powers, Elvis, Roy Orbison. Freddie Mercury was the character that I asked the managers and my peers out there, if you will. We need to bring Freddie Mercury into the park somehow. So they basically made a show based around rock legends, and I was the first person to portray Freddie Mercury at Movie World. And it was just really bizarre, because as soon as I put on, I had to wear a fake mustache because I was doing so many other characters in the park, but as soon as I put the mustache on, people were just blown away. And Movie World has a dentist that they would use to create all different types of teeth, for like Dracula and Austin Powers teeth
and
zombie teeth or whatever it may be. And I asked the dentist, we had a meeting, and we sat down with all these different types of photographs of Freddie, and he made me these Austin teeth. Freddie Mercury teeth. So when the teeth went in and the mustache went on, it even scared my own parents. They were like, wow, where's our son gone? This is crazy. So, yeah, I've actually been contacted by Bulsara family. That's Freddie's correct name, Farouk Bulsara, on the internet, on Facebook and other social platforms, asking to see my DNA or prove to them that, you know, they wow. believe that I might even be, you know, somehow related to him.
So it is, very, very strange. Sure.
Yeah, well, we performed in India. We were lucky enough to go over my Killer Queen experience. We performed in Mumbai and Chennai. And, I received some really bizarre blessings over there from a lot of the Indian people. And when I came back to Australia, I then landed the part to play Freddie Mercury. So I think the Indian people over there may have had a hand in the karma that was presented itself to me, you know, just a couple of years later, but going over to London and filming the documentary. It was all very weird.
John, we might just take a quick break to hear from the man himself, Freddie Mercury, here with Queen. Thanks for staying tuned here at 2CBDFM. Queen there with We Will Rock You. And we're still chatting with John Blunt, the lead singer of the Killer Queen Experience. John, look, you know, looking like Freddie, obviously you've got that down pat. Now, Freddie's voice was legendary, as we know, not least because of his range. How much work, just how much work does it take for you to actually perfect the performance and get people to really feel like you are Freddie Mercury for those few hours of the show?
Yeah, look, it's a good question. Freddie had one of the most outstanding voices in rock history. His voice was pretty much like an instrument. When Freddie his voice was sore, was, you know, slightly painful to sing, he would be able to take the song into different areas without hitting some of those high notes to protect his voice. And he knew that if he went for those notes, that he'd probably crack or it would sound flat. So he was just incredibly, pitch perfect, I would say. So I'm not quite on that level. However, I do sing all the same. I sing the songs all in the same key as Freddie did, and I did take some vocal training a long while ago now with a very well-known singing coach here in Queensland, and he basically we just sat and watched videos, and he's basically saying, see how he's using his diaphragm here, see what he's doing there, look at his posture, and it was just, I had to sort of learn how to ride a bike again, if you will. It was really... I could sing. I've been a singer for most of my adult life, but it was with Freddie, it was a whole different beast. And I really kind of had to learn how to sing again because of Freddie's songs are all different. He sings ballads. He sings operatic songs. He sings rock and roll songs. He sings disco songs. Like, you know, it's difficult to do it. So I've been able to do it now for about 20 years, and hopefully I might get another 10 or 20 out of it. Who knows?
Well, that's it. You know, time will tell. And you know, as you say, you've put in the work there to emulate the notes and the songs and the lyrics that he sings and the way he sings them. But I guess, you know, that's another skill is to perhaps learn, and I'm sure you probably have to an extent, learn to emulate the way that he cared for his voice and used it in a way that that made sure that it did last, as you say, another 10 or 20 years.
Yeah, absolutely, especially when you've got to do maybe 4 shows in a row. That's tricky. One particular instance that stands out is we played in Canberra on Canberra Day, and we were very lucky and fortunate enough to perform with the Canberra 40-piece Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, wow.
It was orchestrated by George Ellis. And, I actually had to sing the entire show twice in rehearsals. And I think it was the third time they wanted me to sing the show again, I said, I won't be able to do another rehearsal with you guys if you want me to sing tonight. So it was quite difficult to do that show, knowing that I'd just sung the entire show twice. And now having the knowledge to be able to protect your voice is very, very good, and it's something I'm still learning. Because adrenaline can take over at shows sometimes, you know, when you push it a bit too hard. The next morning you wake up and it's a bit scratchy. But yeah, it's a funny thing. The voice, it can be there or it can't be there. So I feel for all these international singers that have got so much pressure on them when they go out and perform in front of thousands and thousands of people. It would, and they've got to back it up 4 or 5 nights a week. That'd be tough.
You know, obviously it's a challenge to mimic, as you say, or emulate Freddie and his voice. Are there any particular songs that that come up in the Killer Queen Experience show that are especially challenging?
Yeah, there's a song called Who Wants to Live Forever. And it's challenging for a different reason. That was the name of the documentary that I performed in, and I was taken all over the place in London to film that documentary. So I got to see a lot of the UK, and just singing that song is pretty emotional for me, because it is the last, it was a song that was written by Brian May, but it really has some very, the words have great impact, and it's quite a hard song just emotionally for me to sing. And I've had to sing that song for many years now, accompanied by a short montage of the documentary that I starred in. And I can't look at the montage because it's me dying in the documentary, or you know, at the doctor's office, or yeah. So I've said to the boys, it's really I just reminisce and get nostalgic about not only Freddie, but my time in the UK and how much fun it was and all that. So that whole song just brings a whole new level of performance to me, because I get a bit worked up, which has never really happened to me before in my entire life that I've been singing. It's just that one song is a bit difficult. But vocally, there's Under Pressure. I sing that with, pardon the pun, I sing with my bass player in the show. We turn that into a duet. That's fairly difficult. Some nights I find that one a bit difficult, but generally I've got it down pat now after all these years. I've been doing it almost 20 years now, so I've got my little tricks and things that I use to get into the song and make them sound, you know, pretty much to how Freddie sung them live.
Okay, so the Killer Queen Experience, now, as we mentioned in the intro, it is coming to Glen Innes, the Services Club, on Friday the 18th of February. And every big act like yourself knows, John, that that a tour of Australia just isn't complete without a stop in Glen Innes. So if you can, if you can tell the people who have already bought tickets or are considering doing so, I believe the show goes for 2 hours, is that right?
It is a two-hour show, yes. And it's our very first time we're playing at Glen Innes. We've never played at the Services Club before, so we're very, very excited to be coming to the club. It's something that we always get excited about, playing in a new venue, but we're getting so many people from Glen Innes sending us through messages on our Facebook page and myself. So, what people can be in for is basically we try to please the Queen fan, but we do know that on occasions, the Queen fan might be the wife or it might be the husband. So one of them is going to sit and watch something that they probably don't want to watch. We sure. get that. And we want those people to walk away going, well, that was fun. But we just sing all the hits. We're not there to give anybody a musical education on what was on a B-side in 1982. Or we just sing all your favourite songs. It's a greatest hits album, 1 and 2. And I've been backed by some of the best musicians in Australia. And we basically just come and put on a party. That's what we do. We're just there to make sure everyone's having an incredibly good time. Queen is happy music, and I think that some point in someone's life they've always had a Queen song. At an 18th or a 21st or a funeral or a wedding, and Queen has always been the soundtrack to a lot of people's lives. So we just turn up and have a party. That's basically what we do.
That sounds like a good enough sales pitch to me, John. That's John Blunt. John Blunt stars as Freddie Mercury in the Killer Queen Experience. John, thanks so much for joining us here on 2CBD, and we'll just cover that again, the Killer Queen Experience at the Glen Innes Services Club, Friday the 18th of February, and I believe that tickets are available online now. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Dave. I really appreciate your time, and we can't wait to meet everybody and celebrate this musical extravaganza of Queen.